people?
Yes, sorry, I for some reason I lost contact.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
I know we have you pre-approved here up to, it says 250. That was based on some past financing you did with Comerica Bank. What did you guys do with them?
Comerica Bank? Oh, I haven't got much from them for quite a while. I did have loan, God, that was many years ago when I had a credit line with them. But
oh, okay.
That had been, I paid that off, and that's been quite a few years. I do have a few credit cards from them.
Okay.
And I recently had a small, because it was for quick cash, I recently had a $35,000 loan from Cathay Bank. It's 6% when they call me, and so that I grab it, of course, yeah.
Okay. But do you have any capital loans out right now?
Right now, I don't think so. I have a couple of small credit lines with the Wells Fargo from a few years ago, and I have a couple credit cards from them.
Okay.
Let's see, I have American Express card. No, mostly, I think Cathay Bank loan, the recent one, is the most recent one that I got, but that was set up more like a credit line, even though it's only 6%.
Okay, got it. Okay, so just kind of listening to what we're able to, you know, what you're saying, I'm thinking that maybe we could do anything, get you some money around anywhere between $15,000 to $30,000 based off your sales. Is that something that would help you out? Is that something you'd be interested in, or is that just too low of an amount for you?
It is a little too low, and what's the condition?
Well, it
I
is.
Mean, what's the rate?
Well, the rate just really depends on what program I'm able to get you approved for. We have so many different programs. Of course, I try to get you more than that, and there's a few factors that kind of come into play, like your credit, your time in business, which is very strong. How would you rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It should be good. I always pay my bill. I mean,
okay. Sometimes
I might be late on utility bill or something, but I catch up with it. But mostly, there should be no problem at all.
Perfect. Okay. Well, then with that, I might be able to get you some more money. They are short-term loans, so keep that in mind. The working capital is unsecured, so it's going to be a little bit more expensive than your typical Wells Fargo or Bank of America type of loan. The reason why I say that is because it's unsecured, so we're not tying your house or any of your assets to this loan. This loan goes on the business.
It's not
a personal loan. It goes towards the business. I mean, you sign for it personally because you're the owner, but the loan, like if you had a loan out with us and you were to go to like Wells Fargo and try to get the loan, it won't show up on your credit report.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
In other
words,
it doesn't stop me from getting other loans.
It does not. Like, it's literally for the business.
Yeah. But it depends. I mean, if it's going to be a really high interest rate, you know, I have other way to get money.
Yeah. Well, we start off kind of around 10 cents on the dollar and kind of go up from there. So if that's
how much?
10 cents on the dollar, so around 10%, it kind of goes up from there.
Oh, and then there's a fee?
No, we generally don't have any type of fees. We're more
and
towards...
What's the, go ahead.
It's more of a fixed payback. So if you borrow, let's say $20,000 and you had to pay back $25,000, there is no, like, minimum payment you pay. It's a fixed rate, so you know what you're paying back. It's a fixed payment going towards principal and payback.
So it's not a monthly deduction?
It is. Well, we have different options. We actually have like a daily payment type of option, a weekly option,
mm-hmm.
and a monthly option. So we do have three different options as far as like repayment goes. And with your credit, you probably qualify for the weekly or monthly payments.
Yeah, I think at this point, I think I'll put up on this because I probably have other better options.
Okay,
so,
what other options
are
you
looking
at?
Oh, I'm not sure yet, but I because your offer essentially is similar to many people who call me all the time or send me requests.
Yeah,
so it's, you know, it's not life and death for me to get this loan. So I think I'd rather wait and see if I could find some loan that I know that would be bigger loan and, you know, just something that I feel that isn't just small amount and temporary.
Sure. I totally understand. Okay. Well, do you have an email? Maybe I can just shoot you my info, and then if you change your mind, you can just reach out to me directly?
Actually, you don't need to do that, but I will write down your name on these code thing that I received, the reservation code later. So if I call, I'll ask for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
What's your name?
Jeremiah.
How do you spell that?
It's Jeremiah.
Miah, Jeremy, okay.
Okay, and my number is 858.
858. 909.
8867.
Yeah, I'll keep this because I keep some of these papers just in case I need them. So it's better because I got too many emails now.
Okay. Sounds good.
Great. Thank you so much for your help, Jeremy.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, you have a good day. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.